Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Was that a Bruins goalie being spectacular?
Season high 33 saves, Andy.
Woo! Wow. You shot 33 pucks at Swayman. Ooh, how many goals would that be?
A lot.
Take the over.
Good Lord. But the Boston Bruins go down 2-0 on my ride home, which elicited a text from me to Dan Ball that said, toast. You get blown out 7-2, and then you go down 2-0 immediately. This team is toast. And yet, they weren't toast. In fact, they came back to win. They played a good, solid hockey game. Now, I'm not sure what kind of foundational type game this was, whether this is an aberrational moment in their slow development. And I will say I liked my guy, Marco Sturm, a little bit more post-game. I'm starting to realize Marco Sturm is a lot better to listen to after wins than losses. He's got a little bit of Andy to him in that he is definitely emotional. Like, he gets too high on the highs and too lows on the lows. And probably the good thing is I just talk on the radio. He actually he leads a dressing room full of men at a professional sports level. He might want to try to even that keel out a little bit, Fitzy.
I don't mind a coach that rides the wave. I don't mind a coach that has high highs and low lows like that. Like, especially in a sport like hockey. Yeah, sure. They have to play 82 of them and you got to bounce back on a Tuesday night after a crush of a loss on a Monday. I don't mind that in the least bit from him. As a matter of fact, I feel like that's the kind of guy people would respond to more than somebody who's just like an emotional flatline, you know, behind the glass.
Dan Ball, I don't want to say I'm worried about myself, but I find myself diving deeper into hockey stats and analytics lately.
Really? Oh, yeah. God, you caught the Dan Ball sickness. Why?
A little bit. Well, it's to be better prepared when somebody like Razor throws something at me on a Thursday afternoon, to be ready to maybe have a retort and not just accept his expected goals above expected blah, blah, blah crap that he's slinging.
So, but what does it mean, Razor? No, it means he's really good. Look, Allmark's bad. It means he's really good.
And apparently last night on the secondary broadcast on Nesson, it was Razor and Tuukka doing the alternate broadcast, and the main broadcast made a little bit of a reference to, if you listen to the other broadcast, it's not the goalie's fault. It's never the goalie's fault. And I think it was mostly a joke, but you know what they say.
Yeah. Was it a tone issue?
A little bit of truth in every joke there.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Mm-hmm.
But so I stumbled upon something today. I think it was from Fluto, maybe, on The Athletic. Charlie McAvoy, who we've been talking a lot about. You know, he kind of, I actually think, benefits from Swayman in that Swayman is seen as the most overpaid, overrated member of the Boston Bruins, when Charlie McAvoy might be in consideration for that that award.
Yeah.
Did you know McAvoy has been on the ice for 14 5-on-5 goals against this season?
Where does that rank in the NHL, Andy?
That is the most among any NHL defenseman. 14 five-on-five goals, and he's been on the ice for him, the worst of any defenseman in hockey.
So you want a reason, another reason to appreciate your guy, Marco Sturm?
Sure.
He made what was a lineup decision that I think a lot of people wouldn't have expected, but ended up working wonders. He benched Mason Lorai.
I saw that,
If you remember, led the league in the worst plus-minus a season ago.
Yep.
He has been McAvoy's partner pretty consistently since he got into the league. Benches him, changes the pairings around, and McAvoy has one of his better games of the season. So I think it's fair to say that McAvoy cannot carry one of his defense pairings. He needs another defender that can kind of help him out and allow him to take those risks. But it was a move that really worked, and you saw the benefits from that.
Just like Chris Carter said, always got to have a fall guy.
Right.
Well, you know, I might think that if you're paying a guy, and I forgot where his salary grew to. One day we were like
$9.5 million. No, it's an overpay. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying you got to deal with what you got at this point.
I feel like if he's making $9.5 million, he should make the guy next to him better, not be like, that guy's not very good. Getting out of here. I need some more help. Like, no, we pay you $9.5 million to be really good.
Not wrong.
So maybe that is part of it. But I thought that was an important win last night, because this felt a little bit like circling the drains, as our friends at John Sewer would say, that this season was spiraling very early out of control. You had been starting to focus on Penn State hockey. You'd been starting to focus on, like, Tankathon. They're in the three spot. They could get the best top three pick, whatever.
I promise you I wasn't alone, but I will take the brunt of that for the show. Yeah.
Yes, no, I'm not saying you were alone, but you were our representative in that lane.
Tank Commander Dan Ball. Reporting for duty here on Afternoons.
And this was a game where you're like, okay, maybe we need to cliche pump the brakes a little bit on just how bad this team is. And I will also say, if we're going to talk forever about, and Jaylen Brown has been leading the charge, you know, it's early and it's going to take a while. We got to figure things out. And that whole, don't we have to say the same thing about the Bruins with a new coach and new systems and new thing? Like, I think Fitzy, there's two teams here. Now, mm-hmm. We can believe one has the potential to be better than the other. That's fine. But early in the season, don't we have to afford both of them the opportunity to just kind of figure out what their new identity is going to be?
No, we got to tell them to play better now. Otherwise, we're going to talk about them in a negative capacity.
Of course we do. But the thing is, we parrot their company line of preaching patience and giving them time to evolve and figure out who they are. And then people jump down their throats with, well, you had all offseason for that, and I don't want to hear that because I'm paying top dollar, and you know, you guys should have already gotten this together. This is pro sports, not a developmental league, which I understand, but you've got two teams with massive, I won't say chemistry issues, but that are chemistry experiments in the Celtics and the Bruins. Personally, I think the Celtics will figure it out faster just because they have slightly more established stars. But if these Bruins are a 500 team the remainder of the season or therein, wouldn't you consider this a step in the right direction and a successful experiment?
Yeah, it'll be a middling year. And a 500 team, at least you were competitive. And they do fight. You know, that's another example last night where you go down 2-0 and you could pack it in and suck and just sulk. You fight back. You get a win. Now, big picture, what does it earn you to be a mediocre team in the middle of the standings? I don't know. Would you be better off tanking as Dan Ball wants to and going down that road? Maybe. We'll see. But we'll get back to the Bruins a little bit later. But yes, we're paying attention. Yes, you got a victory. And yes, you took my money because at 3-2 Bruins, Dan Ball told me, you got to like the Islanders money line here. And I go, okay, I've had a couple app open bet Islanders money line and it was another donation.
You lost the bet, and I still think it's a great bet. That's how confident I was.
I do too, Dan Ball. That's why
But the city won.
I'll listen to you, Dan Ball, any day. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to the Patriots trade deadline or the Boston Bruins getting a much-needed victory. Up next, it is 3 o'clock. That means it's time for our three-point stances. And I'm going to give you the classic Aaron Rodgers relax. Just relax about one of the teams in the city of Boston. That's my three-point stance up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.